Hi, this is Adam Hannon, Senior Warden for Akalani's Fellowship Lodge No. 480, FNAM, from the state of California. And this is the November 2019 Trestle Board. From the East, a message from Worshipful Robert S. Strohmeyer. Fraternal greetings from the East, my brethren. November is here, the holidays are upon us, and it is now time to prepare for the 2020 Masonic year. In our November stated meeting, we will hold one of our most important ceremonies of the year, our annual election of officers. Brother Adam Hannon, our senior warden, has been working tirelessly with the brethren, officers, past masters, and officers' coaches of our lodge, as well as with our district inspector, Greg Thompson, to ensure a strong officers' line in our lodge's centennial year. Brother Hannon is a Mason's Mason, dedicated to our ritual and our craft, and highly regarded for his practice of the Masonic virtues. As we prepare to cast our ballots at the stated meeting, I feel confident that Brother Hannon's nomination to serve as master for the 2020 Masonic year will be unanimously supported. We are fortunate to have such a dedicated and capable brother prepared to move into the East. For my part, I look forward to continuing to serve Akalani's Fellowship in a variety of capacities. As with so many of our past masters, I find that my time in the East is not the end of a journey, but an important milestone in my Masonic career. I will look forward to ongoing participation in our Masonic Education Committee, supporting our Masonic charities, potentially serving as an officer where needed in the years to come, and lending a hand where I may bring value in the preservation and maintenance of our hall building. The Masonic journey is not some trivial progression through a series of old rituals or a line of chairs in a room. Like a psychological Fibonacci sequence, spiraling ever inward to the core of one's being, the winding staircase is a path of introspection and inward expansion, even as it prepares us to be of greater service to the world outside ourselves. So, as I continually discover new opportunities to serve, I also discover new opportunities to internalize the mysteries of Freemasonry by more deeply understanding my inner being and finding my place in the greater expanse of creation. In my conversations with Masons around the world, I found this sense of continual growth to be common in our fraternity. Perhaps it's something you've experienced yourself. As we set the stage for our new Masonic year, I hope you will all join with me in embracing a new opportunity to work together in building the future of our lodge and discovering the deeper opportunities for growth within yourselves. Robert S. Bob Strohmeyer, Master. From the West, a message from Senior Warden Adam J. Hannon. The weather, power, and fire disasters we have endured this past month are a reminder to all of us how fragile our existence is in the world. Thankfully, as I write this, none of our brethren have been significantly impacted. For many, it has been primarily just an inconvenience, and for that I know that I am grateful. These occurrences raise the opportunity to remind all of our brethren and our extended Masonic family of widows, partners, children, and orphans that our lodge is here to support you. During the past month, many of our brethren have volunteered themselves, their vehicles, and their homes to assist should there be a need. Luckily, none of those offers were needed, but it truly warmed my heart to see the outpouring of support and the embodiment of our core tenets, brotherly love, relief, and truth. In the coming year, I am hopeful we will continue to build and grow our lodge around these tenets. I look forward to our friendly lodge. Yes, I said it, and no penalties apply. We should, after all, be able to openly espouse what makes our lodge so unique. Becoming a place where brotherly love truly prevails, and where we look forward to seeing our brethren and working together for the good of the lodge, Masonry, our community, our nation, and our world. We will do this by creating more opportunities to gather socially, as well as adding more Masonic education to our regular gatherings. I envision a lodge focused on relief. This is why next year we will have several opportunities to give back to local communities, not only financially, although every contribution helps, but also physically and emotionally, by getting involved in on-the-ground charitable work. We might volunteer at a food bank or soup kitchen, pitch in to help build houses, spend time teaching children about our Constitution, or any number of other hands-on activities. Finally, I imagine a lodge where every brother is free to be his true self, unbounded by work or family ties. A lodge where we can follow our Masonic paths to their highest levels, knowing that we are in the company of brothers who support each other. To accomplish this, I encourage every brother to attend or participate in our degrees. Visitors regularly tell us how wonderful our degree work is. If you haven't experienced it for yourself lately, please try to. Degrees are truly the heart of our Masonic journey, and delivering or being present at one is a way to truly pay it forward from your degree experience. With Thanksgiving upon us, I hope you all will save a space in your prayers for this wonderful lodge and for all the brethren of Akalani's Fellowship No. 480. I know I will. I will see you in lodge. Adam J. Hannon, Senior Warden. Third Degree Anniversaries. Frederick T. Lezak, Jr., 58 years. Ernest R. Everett, Past Master, 55 years. Gary B. Estes, 53 years. Orrin C. Rupert, Past Master, 46 years. Charlie M. Wooten, 43 years. Richard D. Maxwell, 36 years. Philip L. McAllister, Sr., Past Master, 35 years. Stephen F. Clam, 32 years. Alan L. Kaslow, Past Master, 28 years. Lou Jenkins, 26 years. David R. Euler, 22 years. Michael S. Weiss, 15 years. Robert J. Knabel, 14 years. Paul J. Crawford, 9 years. Timothy J. Crawford, 9 years. Partha James S. Chowdhury, 9 years. Kevin W. Moore, 7 years. David L. Kreutzinger, 5 years. Reynold B. Dandan, 1 year. Sigmund A. Sternang, 1 year. November Birthdays. Bradley O. Rupert, Past Master, November 5th, 1966. Timothy J. Crawford, November 8th, 1954. Harvey K. Siversrud, Past Master, November 11th, 1934. Chandler S. Eason, Jr., November 16th, 1934. J. J. Newman, November 19th, 1936. Danny Ho, November 24th, 1965. Ronald J. Reese, November 25th, 1943. Kenneth C. Owen, Past Master, November 26th, 1957. John H. Calavoda, November 29th, 1927. Important upcoming dates. November 5th, Stated Meeting and Dinner. Be sure to join us for our monthly stated meeting. This month we will be electing our 2020 Lodge officers. Refreshments begin at 5:30 p.m. Dinner at 6:30 p.m. Stated meeting begins at 7:30 p.m. November 12th, Third Degree for Brother Harold Hastings. Join us as we raise Brother Harold Hastings to the sublime degree of Master Mason. Degree begins at 6:30 p.m. at Akalani's Fellowship Lodge. Light refreshments to be served after the degree. November 19th, Third Degree Lodge of Instruction. Akalani's Fellowship Lodge is pleased to present the third in a series of Lodges of Instruction. This event is titled in the third degree and designed to provide an overview of all degrees on the road to wisdom. The event begins at 6:30 p.m. All Master Masons in good standing are encouraged to attend. And this has been the November 2019 Trestle Board for Akalani's Fellowship Lodge No. 480, Free and Accepted Masons of the State of California. This is Adam Hannon, Senior Warden of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge, and I remind you to always meet on the level and act upon the square.